Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive towards short. Snyder reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to third. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Owen reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Bales covering, for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Hall steals second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Owen moves to third. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bales, and towards Bernazard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas, who is chasing the ball. Butler reaches third base with a triple. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Carter. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bales. Henderson moves to third. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabler. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson scores. Owen moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Owen scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Brian Olker's now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner is hit by the pitch. Frank Wills now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter. Rice reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. Buckner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Calvin Schiraldi now pitching. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Pat Tabler. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Franco strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing first base. Mel Hall now playing right field. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson bunts towards the mound. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. Armas moves to second. One out. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Mark Sullivan. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is walked intentionally. Mike Greenwell pinch hits for Spike Owen. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Gedman now catching. Ed Romero now playing shortstop. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bernazard strikes out. 2 outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett bunts between the mound and first base. Will scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barrett for the out. Boggs moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Buckner is walked intentionally. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Buckner moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.